JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning. I love it when you bring the numbers on housing. What have we got from QV?
So, yeah, yesterday we saw the release of the QV House Price Index for this is for February. Now, the fact is here, Mike, we weren't really expecting to see anything other than more of the same. So evidence of continued strength, big double-digit gains over the last year around the country. But, Mike, buried within all this, there was a snippet. There was a wee scrap of information that has been seized upon. But firstly, what do we learn? The average value around the country increased 6.8% nationally over the three-month period to February. That's a pretty substantial number. I mean, 6.8% for 3 months, annualise that, you know, multiply that by four and you get a pretty big number. Up 6.3% for the three-month period ending in January, so a lift from 6.3 to 6.8. Average value around the country, a tick under 857,000. Year on year, here's the number, 15.9% increase. Last month, that was sitting at 15.1. Average value in Auckland, 1.23 million. 14.2% growth of the year there, slightly lower than national average. And big numbers out of places like Napier, Hastings, Palmerston North, 8 to 9% growth there. But the question is being asked, Mike, this is what I find quite interesting. Are things like the LVR increases going to start to bite? Will the investor interest slow down? Will the larger deposits curtail the first home buyers? So the dialogue out there, Mike, the dialogue, I think, is starting to change a little bit. Now there's the search for the canary in the mine shaft, and the search for signs that the market has topped. And the question is, you say, has it been found in this little snippet of information? Because Tauranga was hot, hot, hot. CoreLogic numbers last week suggested it's cooling. And QV is now reporting a lift of only 0.7% last month in the average house price. So is it slowing down? Is that the first sign that we're seeing the top? Now, I think it's all a bit premature, actually, to tell the honest truth. But what I'm interested in is the fact that the dialogue is changing and people's expectations are now changing. And often that's what drives actual activity.
Most interesting. So this week with the bonds and the QE and the ECB is up to the plate.
Yeah, so one of the big stories this year has been the usually quite staid bond market, which has flared into life. So long-term bond rates surging. They're all anticipating inflation ahead. Fair bit of volatility in bond markets. We've seen big moves, rates up, rates down. US market rates up again last Friday. Local rates stabilised yesterday, but they're significantly higher over the last two or three weeks. The thing is, Mike, here, we're talking, a lot of these conversations are about Australia, about the US, they're about New Zealand. All places where rates are solidly above zero. The European Central Bank steps up to the plate later this week. Remember, they have quite a different situation. They still have very favourable, very accommodative monetary policy. They have, in cases, negative interest rates. So arguably, you've got a tougher economic backdrop there. Hopefully, they're moving towards better times as these vaccination programs gain momentum. But the ECB steps up to the plate with their latest missive on Thursday. We'll see what they have to say about these movements in bond rates and what's happening in the European context.
Numbers, please.
The numbers. Where are we sitting at the moment? This morning, Dow Jones up almost 500 points, 481 points, 31,977. So 1.5% gain there. So just volatile. These markets, Mike, they're up and down like a yo-yo. The S&P 500, 3857, up 15 points, which is 0.41%. But the theme we're seeing here, the NASDAQ, the tech stocks, the growth stocks, under a bit of pressure again. So the NASDAQ down 111 points, 0.87%, 12,808. The FTSE 100, 1.34% gain overnight, 6719. The Nikkei lost 121 points, 28743. The Shanghai Composite down 2.3%, 3421. The ASX 200, here's another little theme as well. The Australian market doing a bit better in the New Zealand market. So the ASX up 29, 0.43% gain, 6739 the close there, with the NZX 50 yesterday down 95 points, 0.78%, 12,085 was the close yesterday. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar 0.7127 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9310 Aussie, 0.6015 euro, 0.5163 pounds, 77.62 Japanese yen. Gold, here we go, under $1,700, $1,679.85.
But
and Brent crude.
Oil, yeah.
Oil.
Here we go,
$7. $68. It's going to 70.
Yeah. All right, mate, you have a good one. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.